Two Republican senators have come out in opposition to the state budget plan recently passed by the Joint Finance Committee.
Senators Steve Noss of Whitewater and David Craig of Big Bend say they'll vote no when the budget gets taken up next week. That means if any more Republicans oppose the bill, it would need Democratic votes to pass the Senate and move on to the Assembly.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sean, first off, why are Senators Noss and Craig saying that they'll be voting no on the budget as it currently stands?
They have listed quite a few things and, you know, kind of said that they agree with each other on this. So the one of the things that I think the biggest thing that Senator Dave Craig mentioned today was that the budget spends too much. It's roughly $81.7 billion budget over 2 years. That's all funds, so state taxpayer money and federal money, every source of revenue. And that is less than the budget that Governor Evers proposed, but it does represent about a 5.5% increase over the last budget, the way that the legislature's budget office calculates that. So that's kind of where Dave Craig starts, and then they kind of go through a list of other items. There are fee increases in this budget for, you know, people who buy vehicles. There's a sizable vehicle title increase, an annual vehicle registration fee increase. There is a study in here that could lead to some type of tolling or, you know, a vehicle miles traveled registration fee in the future. Senators Craig and Noss don't like that. They don't like the stewardship fund, the borrowing. So their list kind of goes on and on. Right now, they're the only two Republican senators who have come out and said affirmatively that they are definitely voting no. But there are others who are kind of on the bubble.
And who are those others and how many are there?
I guess we know right now of Senator Chris Kapinga is the name that everybody's kind of watching. Chris Kapinga was somebody who held out in the last budget, along with Craig and Noss. One name that we had been watching, but who said today that he would, in fact, vote for the budget was Senator Dewey Strobel. He was part of that same group in the last budget that held out for changes. But Senator Strobel, who was on the legislature's budget committee this time around, said today that he would support the budget, and he thinks it's kind of a good counterpoint, a conservative counterpoint to Governor Evers.
Now that Republicans in the Senate can't afford to lose any more votes, there will be a lot of attention on Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Sean, what is his specific task right now?
I guess his task, the way that they're going to view this budget, is to get 17 Republican votes. And so if Senators Noss and Craig are out there saying they definitely won't support it, and Craig was pretty adamant that unless there was a sizable spending decrease, he's a no. Senator Noss had a really long list of stuff and said that he's a no. So if they're definitely not going to vote for this, it gives people like Senator Kapinga or whoever else is in the Senate who's kind of on the bubble about this budget, gives them more leverage to demand changes. And so Fitzgerald has to answer all those changes without losing, you know, somebody else in his caucus if he wants to get 17 votes to pass this thing with only Republicans. So they could, in theory, go to Democrats and say, hey, I've got some problems with my conservative members. Let's get a bipartisan budget here. But then they're going to have, you know, to make much bigger changes and get the budget closer to the one that Governor Evers introduced, and they don't want to do that.
We're talking with WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson right now with the news that two Republican senators have said that they will not vote for the budget bill in its current state. Now, Sean, Governor Evers gave a press conference this morning reiterating his support for things like Medicaid expansion and more education funding in the budget. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Let's see if the legislators can listen and will listen to the people. Legislators have the opportunity to amend this budget to do what the people of Wisconsin have asked us to do. I firmly believe that they, if they ignore the will of the people, they do it at their own peril.
Sean, the Joint Finance Committee reduced or cut a lot of proposals that Governor Evers had in the budget. Senators Noss and Craig say the plan still spends too much, even with those reductions. If this doesn't pass the Senate, where might Republicans look to address that concern while still coming up with something the governor will sign?
It's hard to imagine it not passing the Senate. It's just a matter of what it's going to look like when it does. I think Republicans are going to want, they have an incentive to try to pass this amongst themselves. We just don't know what it's going to look like once they do that and they send it to the governor's desk. You know, there's just kind of a tricky situation. If they make too many changes, they could lose other people. I think what struck out today listening to Governor Evers talk was that he started out his press conference by saying, you can still do my top priorities. It's the will of the people to have Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin. It's something that's a point that he continues to come back to over and over again. And so that was one of the points that he made. But he also said, look at how much better this budget is than it would have been if I weren't governor. You know, he's saying, look how far I took the Republicans my way. And so while he's not out there saying what he's going to do with the final budget, he's saying, I'm not going to comment on whether there's going to be a veto until it passes the legislature. He's saying a couple things. You can make changes, but look at how good this budget is, and that's due to me.
Are there any items that Governor Evers has telegraphed that have to be in the budget for him to sign it?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Medicaid expansion is the thing that he has talked about the most, especially as this budget debate has kind of come to the closing days or weeks. That is the issue that he will talk about at every stop. And Republicans have showed no signs that they're going to budge on that issue. But Evers is very happy to talk about it. He cites the poll results for Medicaid expansion in Marquette's survey, which showed 70% of the public supports it. So it's an issue that he's happy to talk about, whether or not he wins on it in this budget. But he hasn't gone out there and said, I will veto a budget if it does not expand Medicaid, or I will veto a budget if it does not spend what I wanted to spend on school funding, you know, because he wanted to spend an additional $900 million, and that's not in here. So he has not drawn that line in the sand and has not said he's not hinting very strongly at this point, I don't think, that he would veto the whole thing.
Sean, you alluded to this earlier, just a couple of years ago in 2017, passage of the budget was held up for several months due to Republican disagreement, in that case mostly over transportation, and some of the same names, Steve Nass and also Senator Craig. How did that ultimately get resolved a couple of years ago?
A couple of years ago, they had a different governor, and so they were able to cut a deal with Governor Scott Walker to have him promise to veto some stuff if they passed the budget out of the Senate. And so Governor Walker ended up vetoing some of the things that were top priorities of Assembly Republicans. It was not a very popular move with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss at the time. He had some choice words for the Republican senators who cut that deal. At the time, he alluded to them as terrorists, but he's not doing that this time around, and it's going to be harder for them to cut any kind of a deal with the governor's office this time around because their views on how this budget should change are basically polar opposite to the changes that Governor Tony Evers wants to see.
And if the Senate does make some changes that allows passage of the budget bill by Republicans in the Senate, it then goes to the Assembly for a vote. How might an altered budget fare in that House?
I think what they might do, and this is it's still in the realm of speculation, but they might basically decide what the final deal needs to look like. And then the Assembly will vote on it first. And then that Assembly budget will go to the Senate. And the understanding would be that there'd be no changes on it in the Senate. That's not a done deal. But that's one way that this could proceed, is they just kind of agree on it first, pass those agreements, there were Republican agreements in the Assembly, and then the Senate's basically a foregone conclusion.
And is the Assembly a pretty secure block of voting to pass whatever comes down?
They can just afford to lose more Republican votes over there and still pass this. They have 63 Republicans in that chamber, so Assembly Speaker Robin Voss can afford to lose some of his conservative members who think it spends too much, or maybe some of his moderate members, or people who live in more competitive districts who maybe think it spends too little. He just has more wiggle room over there in terms of votes that he can lose and still pass it.
And Sean, briefly before we let you go, this is basically the operating budget for the state, but there's also a capital budget that deals with state building projects. How is that bill progressing?
It's all wrapped up in the same bill. So the $1.9 billion in new borrowing that the Finance Committee agreed to for building projects in the state. It's all part of this debate, and that's one of the things that Senators Craig and Nass have cited as reasons they want to vote against it. Republicans on the Finance Committee were actually pretty close to Governor Evers when it comes to the capital budget. Nass and Craig don't like that.
And Sean, what should we be watching for? What's the likely next step in this process?
I think you're just watching to see if another Republican senator joins Nass and Craig, because then you're talking about needing, you know, more significant changes to the budget. If they kind of band together and stop it, you know, they could force larger changes to the budget. And instead of having something passed next week, it could be a little while.
Well, Sean, thanks as always for bringing us up to speed.
Thanks, Judith.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He gave us an update on where the state budget bill stands after two Republican senators have already said that they'll be voting against it.
You can follow the latest on the budget process online at WPR.org. And you can also let us know what you think about the budget as it develops. What parts of it are important to you? Where are you in favor of more investment? Where do you think there's room to cut spending? What do you think of the argument of increasing the gas tax versus registration fees for cars? Which is the better approach, do you think, for how we pay for our roads? Should we take federal money to expand Medicaid programs, Badger Care here in Wisconsin? Email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR.